Sons of Africa, rise and fight.
Even when he was the president of Zambia, Kenneth Kaunda loved to sing. These days, he sings to rally his people against a deadly disease.
We shall fight and conquer AIDS.
As a father, Kenneth Kaunda knows the heartbreak of HIV infection because AIDS-related illness took the life of his 30-year-old son 2 decades ago. Back then, many people in Africa considered it socially unacceptable to talk openly about AIDS, even though millions of Africans were already HIV infected. To raise awareness, President Kaunda took a bold step.
When my son died of AIDS, 23rd December 1986, my wife and I decided to announce this, to make it public, so that all people would know that our son had died of AIDS, and we had made it public to try and help break this wall of silence about this disease.
Ever since, Kenneth Kaunda has been leading efforts to conquer AIDS. For prevention, he recommends the ABC approach, which stands for abstinence before marriage, be faithful to one partner in a sexual relationship, and use condoms if there's any question about the safety of sex.
If people cannot abstain from sex, then they must not only think of, but actually go all out to try and equip themselves by way of using condoms. I think today there are female condoms, male condoms. Either way, I recommend that very strongly.
Those ABCs are endorsed by many experts in the field, including Mike Tidwell, a spokesperson for DKT International. The nonprofit organization promotes AIDS awareness and prevention through education about abstinence, fidelity, and condom use.
We believe we have solid evidence that having condoms be part of a mix of prevention efforts is why we're seeing reductions in HIV infection rates in some of Africa's largest and hard-hit HIV cities.
Last week, President Bush signed a bill that will provide $15 billion over the next 5 years to fight AIDS, primarily in Africa. It sets aside nearly $5 billion for HIV prevention efforts, organized by groups such as DKT International. But while most Americans want to help fight AIDS in Africa, some are uncomfortable with the C part of the ABC approach.
Individuals are welcome to use the method of their choice, but that doesn't mean that the U.S. taxpayer has to fund all of that.
Lori Waters is the executive director of the Eagle Forum, a conservative grassroots organization that wants special preference for AIDS prevention programs that emphasize the A, abstinence before marriage. Through the efforts of groups such as the Eagle Forum, roughly $1.5 billion of the AIDS funding package will go to programs that emphasize abstinence before marriage, even if they don't distribute condoms.
This bill also includes language that protects faith-based groups such as the Catholic Church, who may not want to participate in contraception distribution, but certainly may participate in abstinence prevention efforts.
Mrs. Waters points out that most of the AIDS prevention funds will be offered to groups that promote some degree of condom use. But Mike Tidwell of DKT International says that any money given to abstinence-only programs is wasted.
I'm not aware of any studies that show that in high HIV infection countries that any campaigns that emphasize abstinence only have in fact led to lowered HIV infection rates.
But some political observers say that setting aside funds for abstinence-based programs builds a bridge between Americans who worry that giving out condoms encourages sexual activity and those who want to fight AIDS in every way possible. This compromise may be important in the days ahead. For although President Bush has approved the global AIDS package, Congress has not yet allocated any money to pay for it.
In the name of great Africa, we shall fight and conquer AIDS.
Former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda says Africa desperately needs help combating AIDS. He's hopeful that the U.S. Congress will fully fund the package and ensure that most of the money for prevention will go to programs that encourage condom use.
We shall fight and conquer it.
For Our World, I'm Shelley Schlender.